Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, brought to you today by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook at www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia. That's where you'll find more than 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player, possibly including one from today's guest. We'll have to ask about that. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia. So where was I before the commercial? Oh, right. Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world and hometown of actors Patrick Wilson, Angela Bassett, and Monica Raymond, St. Petersburg, Florida. All right, you fans of Saved by the Bell, have I got a treat for you. Joining me today is actor Dennis Haskins, who everyone knows as Mr. Belding, the principal on the show, through multiple incarnations, starting with all 72 episodes of the original series from 1989 to 93, on through an episode of Saved by the Bell, the college years, the movies, Saved by the Bell Hawaiian Style and Saved by the Bell Wedding in Las Vegas, plus Good Morning Bliss, and 80 episodes of Saved by the Bell, the new class, from 1993 to 2000. There are even rumors of a Saved by the Bell theatrical release in the works. Now, give a listen to a Mr. Belding you may not quite recognize.
When I wake up in the morning, as long as I'm warning, I don't take it on time. By the time I get my, and I sit myself up, I'm at the corner to sit down and see this.
All right,
yeah.
Because I'm here.
You guys watch way too much television.
Yes, I am the guy from the show that would not die, Saved by the Bell. I'm very proud to be Mr. Bell. I'll probably be Mr. Belling for the rest of my life, but I am very proud to be Mr. Belling. It does get a little awkward getting a lap dance, but that's okay.
Oh, Mr. Belling!
That's the nice part.
Oh, Mr. Belling.
That was Dennis Haskins live at the Improv, I assume, in Los Angeles. Pretty good stuff. Honestly, though, I'm more interested in talking to Haskins about his recent multi-episode arc on the first season of the new TNT dramedy, Men of a Certain Age. All of his scenes were with Scott Bakula. Good stuff there. Anyway, Haskins is here to promote his upcoming gig as host of Acme Saturday Night this Saturday, March 27th. You can watch the online comedy TV show streaming live online at www.acmecomedy.com at 10 p.m. Eastern this Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Dennis, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was listening to that stand-up was done about 4 or 5 years ago. That's crazy where you found it. Was that online or something?
I found that on YouTube, yeah, and I thought, wow,
yeah.
What a perfect way to introduce you.
There's so many things on YouTube. It's crazy. I think we did like 140-something episodes of the new class, though. It's crazy. I've done over 240 half hours of Saved by the Bell in one form or another. It's unbelievable. When we started as Good Morning, Miss Bliss, we did 13 and thought we were done. You know, because they said, well, the show's canceled. And the next thing you know, they said, well, let's try some of these Saved by the Bells on Saturday morning. And we did 20 of those, and we had a rap party. We had 4 rap parties, so we never knew it was going to go on forever.
Oh, wow. See, now you got me there. I did not, and I found that number of episodes, actually, I'll acknowledge it, from IMDb. They indicated 72. So
yeah, somebody does that. I haven't put that in there. It's think there were 76 original Miss Bliss. I mean, there were 13 Miss Blisses, 76 of the original Saved by the Bells with the Zach and Slater Screech, and then one movie, because that made 100. They needed 100 for a syndication for TBS, and then 100 and something plus of the Nuclei. This is crazy. Crazy how many we did. I worked on that show for 11 years.
And it's amazing. I mean, you know, so many episodes. And you know, has there been a character in a sitcom setting that has gone across so many different programs with the same character outside, let's say, Kelsey Grammer on, you know, as Frasier?
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, obviously we were on Saturday mornings, so I don't compare us to primetime, but running for 11 years is pretty cool stuff. I don't know about going from show. I mean, the show clearly was still Saved by the Bell. It was the same setting, and it was just different students. And then they had Screech come back in later years. So, you know, I never thought of it that way. That's interesting.
I know. You know, in dramas, I think Richard Belzer has some notoriety or fame for bringing Detective Munch forward from the show Homicide to Law and Order SVU, and I think there was a stop somewhere in between there for an episode of Arrested Development in that character. Did Mr. Belding show up, and this I wasn't sure from what I read, did the character ever show up in a place other than the Saved by the Bell? I mean, did you ever appear anywhere else?
Well, I did a show called Malibu CA, I think it was called, where I went as myself to run for mayor of Malibu. But other than that, I don't think so.
And, you know, in that little bit that I played for the improv, you say that, you know, you will always be Mr. Belding, and you seem to be okay with that.
Sure.
It's not something you felt the need to shake then?
Well, no, I mean, that's basically insulting the fans. So why would you do that? You know, I mean, people love the show. They love the character. And you can't really... You don't want to run from your past, especially if it's that successful. I mean, obviously the Jimmy Fallon people decided to try to reunite the cast because they love the show. And, you know, Mark Paul is doing many, many other things, and Tiffany's done many, many other things. And as you said, I'm on TNT with a couple episodes on Men of a Certain Age with Scott Bakula and Ray Romano and all those wonderful people. So we're all doing other things, but Our beginnings are Saved by the Bell, and it was a unique time because there were no sitcoms on Saturday morning. There were only cartoons. There was no Zach and Cody. There was no Sweet Life. There was no Amanda Show. None of that stuff had started yet, you know. So we were the first, and that's why it's such a big deal.
But it's not paying you a check anymore, I assume. So you don't have to be that loyal, right?
No, it's not like we can not work. You know, it's
right.
We do get minimal residuals. It's because the contract we worked under was a small contract, but that's not important to people. They love the show. That's all they care about.
You mentioned, and I was going to ask you about this, that a lot of the young people on that show went on to pretty darn successful careers. Did you ever guess when you started with you know, Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley was on there, Tiffany Thiessen, that they were going to have long careers, or do you look at that situation and think, okay, they're, you know, these are kids, they're going to have a kid's career there, and they're going to go on to be doctors and lawyers and mothers and teachers or whatever it is?
The original group were all actors coming in. They've done other projects, they've done other things. You know, I always assumed that's what they would try to be, as actors as they continued on, and then it would either work or it wouldn't. But I knew that there was a really good group, a really good core of you know, these were people that came in because they were actors to begin with that wanted to act on a show, and who knew it would last as long as it did or have the impact that it did, that we just continued to try to pursue other roles. And that's what everybody's done.
Of the group, which one would you have not predicted would have wound up? Now, how can I ask this question and wind up with the answer, Dustin Diamond? Dustin's had a couple interesting.
Listen, I'll go ahead and give you an answer without asking a question.
Good,
Dustin and I worked together for 11 years. Uh-huh. I worked with him when he was 11 years old, and as he grew to the, that was on Miss Bliss, and then 12 to the few years on Good Morning, Saved by the Bell, and then he came back from the college show to be my sidekick. On he and I were basically partners on the new class because the kids came and went, and it was, you know, Screecher Mr. Belding who did most of the comedy. So I had a great run with Dustin, and I know he's done some different things now, but I wish him well.
That's a very politic response to a question I didn't even ask. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm not gonna slam him, you know.
No, I wasn't looking for you to slam him. It's just fascinating, you know, how, you know, his life. I guess more his life than his career took a very different path than everyone else. But on the other hand, he's the only one who got stuck being called Screech all of his life.
Well, I don't know. Stuck is the right term. I mean, Screech is a role that a lot of people love and like. I would get a lot of questions about Screech because not everybody was a Zach or a Slater. You know, most people were more like Screech, more not the really good looking kids that were the homecoming king or homecoming queen. So a lot of people related to the character Screech as much as they did to any other character on the show.
What about the young ladies on the show, Elizabeth Berkley, Tiffany? Elizabeth Berkley has had a very interesting career. Where
she's been on Broadway three times. She's worked with Al Pacino, Oliver Stone, Woody Allen, done a lot of things.
What do people want to know about the ladies on the show from you? Because I'm sure you get asked stuff all the time.
They always want to know their phone numbers. I'm like, I don't even have everybody's phone number anymore. You know, it's like that's the pat question I get. But just everybody's just interested in different people for different reasons. You know,
they want to get to Elizabeth or Tiffany because they want to go out with them. They want to.
I was actually at a thing back during the NBA All-Star era when. I was going to some of the NBA games and stuff like that through the NBA, but still doing the show. I was in Utah, and I'm doing a thing for the Utah Jazz that night, and this sports announcer, his first question is, can I have Tiffany's phone number? And I'm thinking, of course not. You know, what are you kidding me? I mean, you know, no, I don't actually, I actually just got it, but I haven't talked to Tiffany in a long time, but I guess she's pregnant and doing well, and I'm happy for her.
And I'd just like to say that I had not asked for her phone number, and I have no responsibility for her pregnant.
Of course, not that I know of. Yeah. Right, exactly.
Is there any...
Hello? Baha, are you there? I'll call you right back. I think I lost you. I'll call you right back.
Dennis? Dennis? Sorry, wait a minute. Dennis?
Yes, sir.
I apologize. Skype just dropped my call right in the middle of asking you a question.
That's all right.
I appreciate that you stuck around. You mentioned the NBA thing, and one of the things I noticed in looking through some of the clips on YouTube is the number of times that you've popped up somewhere making that Mr. Belding connection. And so, you know, I was starting to ask you before if you ever wanted to lose it. I would think you figured out the way to make it work for you for the rest of your career.
Well, listen, I'm going to be Mr. Belding for the rest of my life to a lot of people, and that's fine. And, you know, because that's because they like the show and they like the character. And I had someone say to me, you can either embrace it or you can run from it. Mm. If you run from it, where do you go, you know? And why would you run from it? So I've taken advantage of the opportunity to go and support a lot of charities. like for the NBA, it was for Stay in School. I've gone to the Jimmy V in North Carolina where we raised money for cancer research for 11 years. I've gone to a Celebrity Ski for American Airlines where they raised money for cystic fibrosis research for about 10 years. A lot of different organizations, from Alice Cooper out in Arizona, and Vince Neil here in the California area from Motley Crue because his daughter died from cancer at a young age. Mm-hmm. Help raise money for that. I mean, there's a lot of things that people for individual reasons have gone out and created charities or opportunities to raise money to help people because of their personal problems that have helped a lot of people, you know. So I've gone and supported a lot of that. Well, it's my turn. I'm going to help people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about Men of a Certain Age.
Okay.
I didn't.
Wonderful
show. Yeah, it's an incredibly good show, and I have to admit that I did not, when I was watching the episodes you're in, this is a credit to you, I didn't make the connection. Oh my God, it's good. Mr. Belding, as you know.
Well, as an actor, you want to play the role and play it to the best of your ability. I've had several people say that, you know, that they didn't once think of Mr. Belding, and that's no offense to anybody that likes Mr. Belding. That's just because I think I played the role as well as I could. And people liked the way I played the part. I mean, it was a great opportunity for me to work with Scott Bakula on a really good show. Scott's a really terrific actor. We had a great time.
Hmm. Any chance that they'll find a way to bring you back in season two?
Oh, I sure hope so. I mean, the opportunity's there with the manager and the things that we've connected already, but you just don't know. You know, I just filmed a pilot with John Schneider, who's the original Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard, and I played Carmen Electra's husband. Only in America could I play Carmen Electra's husband. But I'm, but that's John Schneider's character's ex-wife, and he's supposed to recur on that. So if that goes on Spike, maybe you'll see me on that as well.
Interesting. So that is an interesting place you've been. Let me see. Her real life husbands have included Dennis
Rodman.
Dennis Rodman. And the rock
Dave
star.
Navarro.
Yeah, Dave Navarro.
Carmen is a really nice person. I've known her since the year she was married to Dennis, and every time I've seen her, she's been really nice and really sweet. And she was no different on the set. She was really nice and really sweet to everybody, and she works very hard. And, you know, her career started as a dancer, and as she told me, they kind of used the name of the character on the show. It's Carm, C-A-R-M, but her real name is Tara, you know, from Going Back to Gone with the Wind. And I just really like her. I just like her as a person. You know, she's just one of the nicest people I've ever met. So to get to work with her was a lot of fun.
So how much does an actor of a certain age have to pay a casting director to get cast as Carmen Electra's husband?
You know, it's just one of those things. There's a really good casting director, Wendy O'Brien, who had cast me in Men of a Certain Age. They were looking for this part, and she brought me in for it, and I got it. You just never know. Well, because of the job I did on Men of a Certain Age, they brought me in for this because they wanted a guy who's a little bit older, who appears to be, you know, wealthier than John's character, who's made something of himself it's basically Tin Cup 20 years later, and he's fallen back into his bad ways. John does a wonderful job on the show. So who knows? I hope Spike picks it up.
Sounds like a
pilot. I did tell Jimmy Fallon. We did the wrap-up with the Saved by the Bell reunion, and I told Jimmy I was going to go play this part, and he goes, what, did you cast the show yourself, you know, for me to get to play? No.
And of course, none of us mean any disrespect. It's like, wow, power to you.
Yeah. No, it's a nice thing.
It's definitely a nice thing. Well, listen, the main reason that you're here, of course, is to promote your appearance as the host of Acme Saturday Night this week. I think this is your first time around doing this, right?
This is my first time. We've been trying to make this work for a while. Charles Riley is the PR director for the Acme Group, and I know Charles back when he was doing PR for NBC Saturday Mornings, and I guess they brought a lot of really good people in to work with this troupe, and it's kind of a it's like a Saturday Night Live presentation where there's a host and then a sketch comedy. And I've had one meeting with them, and there's some good sketches, and we're going to talk again and pick some sketches and hopefully have a good time there. I'm sure we will. I'm sure it'll be a good show. There's a lot of really talented people there, so we were hoping everybody will come out.
What do you anticipate, and what kind of things might you do that maybe people haven't seen you before? We opened the show with you doing some stand-up comedy. Obviously, people know that you've played Mr. Belding a long time. You have this new pilot. What might you be doing on Acme Saturday night that will surprise people who think they know you?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to play a lot of different characters in different sketches. So, I mean, it could be anything from something they're familiar with to something I've never done. I don't know. It's funny. I when I was doing Angry Housewives, the musical I was doing when I was cast for Saved by the Bell, one of the characters' husbands had their wives were in a band, and one of the wives drops out. So the guys decide not to let the band fall apart, so they show up in dresses to keep the band going, and you never know what's going to happen. So it could be as extreme. I don't know if anybody, you know, I can't say people won't have seen me and doing a little bit of everything. So, but it'll be fun. You know, we'll have a lot of different sketches from a lot of different angles, and they've written a lot of stuff. So it's a wide variety of things.
Any Saved by the Bell references to look forward to?
Oh, I'm sure there'll be more than one or two Saved by the Bell references. You know, listen, I'm blessed to have been on Saved by the Bell because that's what everybody knows me as, and that's why I get to do a lot of these things. But obviously I want to be, you know, continue to work as an actor and do different roles, and that's something that I've done, as you referenced a minute ago. We talked about a lot of different shows that I've done, and I did West Wing and The Practice and, you know, shows like that. So it's not like I haven't done other things, but I'm always going to be Mr. Belding to some people, and that's terrific. That's just fine. So, and the reason I'm getting to do this is because I have some celebrity as Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell, and God knows TMZ follows me around sometimes, so there's that angle, too.
Now, I only saw one of those clips. Is TMZ, is that exclusively a weight-related following with them, or have they
been? No. But listen, they are very liberal with the truth. Let's just put it that way. They don't. Sometimes they're nice to you, and sometimes they're not. And if you believe the bad, the good stuff, you got to believe the bad stuff. And unfortunately, I mean, I'm only a limited level of celebrity, whatever you want to call it. But people like Jennifer Aniston and Paris Hilton and all these people that are, I mean, you just don't know if half of what they're saying is true. So, you know, it is what it is. It's, you know, the Inquirer of television, I guess. And they wouldn't put you on if they weren't getting some numbers or some feedback if they had you. So you just kind of hope and pray that whatever they put on isn't. I had one situation where they put stuff on that was a complete fabrication, and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, mm-hmm. What are you going to do? And I know that they knew the truth. They sent pictures of me hosting an event at the Hard Rock in Vegas, and said Mr. Dennis Haskins hosts Sunday School at the Hard Rock, and they made up a whole story around it, and it's just, you know, it's disconcerting at times because there's nothing you can do about it. But then there's the other times, you know, when I just always try to be nice to everybody and do my best, and hopefully the best will come back in return.
Well, let me wrap up with a Saved by the Bell question. I mentioned in the
introduction. Well, we can do it. Let's just make sure we remind everybody that Acme is this Saturday night, and that's the main reason we're here. And we really hope people will turn out and support this terrific troupe of actors and actresses who've been there for a long, long time. I think just last week, Kelly Packard was on from California Dreams, and they've had other people from different shows that have come through there. And they're really good groups. We hope people will come out.
Oh, absolutely. We've had an awful lot of the celebrity guest hosts on this show to talk about what they're doing. So absolutely.
Good.
I wanted to ask you, though, before you go, will there actually be a Saved by the Bell movie? I saw that on IMDb, but I don't know anything else about it.
I've heard that there were. I actually got word that there is a cast in Los Angeles, in Sherman Oaks, I think, doing a Saturday night Saved by the Bell mockumentary or something. I don't know what it is. It's some show about Saved by the Bell. They have Zach and Kelly. I may have to go check this out. which I believe that Universal or somebody is working on a movie. I've heard about it, and you know, we'll see. It's just a compliment to the show that anybody's thinking about it, much less doing something. So, you know, thanks for all that, and thanks to everybody that really are fans of the show. If they want a chance to come say hi to me, I'll be at the Acme Theater this Saturday night.
All right. Well, I was going to say, folks, you can catch actor Dennis Haskins on Saturday, March 27th, doing live online comedy sketches during Acme Saturday night at the Acme Comedy Theater. The show streams live Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific at www.acmecomedy.com. Dennis, it was a lot of fun to have you here. Thank you
so much
for joining us. I'm Mr. Media.
My pleasure. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And, folks, for more interviews with your favorite TV stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Scrubs, Ugly Betty, Parks and Recreation, Friday Night Lights, 30 Rock, Castle, and many more. And please take advantage of this great offer from Mr. Media radio listeners. Go to www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, that's www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia for your free audiobook. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman or facebook.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and come spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.